Let's go out with something really hot for these folks. A big hit out of 77. Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Give me the Star Wars.
See, everybody thinks that going to space is going to be like Star Wars, and it's going to be these big dramatic music and everything like that. But I think in the end, it's going to be a lot more like Bill Murray's version. A lot more mundane, a lot more, we're going to space, don't pee yourself.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. I think it's so romanticized at this point, too. Like, none of us are going to experience it. This is so far off for a whole other generation.
Or we could, when they ship us off to our mining colony on the moon. But it's a vacation.
It's a dream destination. All right.
You know, look, again, Jeff Bezos is a really charitable guy. He gives stuff away, and he doesn't really purchase politicians, per se. I think he could invest. I think you could. What is the going rate for a politician nowadays? Seriously. Because Wisconsin is the best place to go and shop for them. They have, you know, outside third-party spending. It's really awesome. Very few places can do that. You can get the ground-level guys, you know, and just nurture them and buy them before they get really, really expensive.
Brian, you're scaring me now.
I'm just telling you, this is fertile ground.
I think we're all very well aware that it's very fertile ground. And for some of those politicians, I feel like Scott Walker was a great example of that.
That's the point. Like, when you see somebody doing something that makes absolutely no sense, and you're like, this makes, why are you, so everybody in Wisconsin is against this and you're for it. And then you look at who donated, and then you're like,
those campaign finance reports come out 2 years later, and you're like, oh, it all makes sense now.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing how Diane Hendricks and the E-Lines do all that.
Weird.
For more on that, check out our buddy Matt Rothschild in the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He's the pretty much the best source for all that. But right now, the best source for political talk is right here on Dueling Tangents. We're going to go to Gene from Sun Prairie.
Hey, gentlemen. Good show. I am fascinated to see Alex Lazary's campaign on TV now. They've run, I think, at least two different ads. And that is pretty early for an August of 22 primary.
Great.
So it'll be fascinating to see if his obvious deep pockets force all the other candidates to get on the air early, too. We might see just an unprecedented early series of ads where the candidates introduce themselves, because most of them, I think, are to the point where they still have to do some biographical information in advertisements, because, you know, even though some of these folks are office holders, like, you know, Sarah and Mandela both have statewide office, a lot of voters just don't remember much from election to election, so they really need to reintroduce themselves. And until Ron Johnson makes the final decision, they're kind of frozen, I think, as to the negative ads they might run. I think Johnson's going to run again. But I think until he definitively announces that, they have to be a little bit careful with some of their messaging and really just stay positive about their own bona fides and why they would be good U.S. senators.
Well, yeah, Gene, I want to differentiate. I think Alex Lazary right now is running things to go and boost his name recognition. Just, Alex Lazary,
absolutely,
the guy from the commercial. But eventually, right, you have to do more than just, oh, that's the guy from the commercial. You have to introduce yourself,
right,
or to come into somebody's living room or into their car with them while they're driving and talk to,
sure,
them.
Sure.
I don't know. A primary might. Go ahead.
I think he's got a very strong introductory ad, though. You know, having David Crowley on there and the legislator from Milwaukee area, Jocasta, I can't remember her last name.
Yeah, I love Jocasta. She used to work with us.
His ad looks good. Yeah, he obviously has a very professional media staff there. And when you have unlimited resources, I'm sure your consultants are telling you, you have got to make your case on TV, because even though we might wish we were in the era of Lincoln-Douglas debates, we're not. And TV advertising, I think, governs these campaigns, at least at the primary level. I think get out the vote becomes more important than the general. But right now, if he you get 10 candidates out there, you're going to have to say, well, whose ad did I see and which ad did I like in the middle of the Packer game? And then maybe that's the last thing you hear. We'll see. It'll be a fascinating race.
Yeah, Gene.
That's for sure.
I think it is going to be a really fascinating race, and I agree. I think in a primary race, you might not have to go much more on outside of the fact of this is who I am and this is what I'm running for, because the name recognition alone from running the ads just might be enough to be able to differentiate yourself from the dozen other people that are running. So,
yeah, you got to remember who you're talking to.
Yeah. So up next, we got Joe from Madison calling in. Joe, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to take my tangent back to Jeff Bezos and his trip and his sponsoring these trips into the heavens, which, of course, have a lot of publicity to, attached to them, but really are about his efforts to be looking at, let's head off to other planets to see what we can mine there, see what we can build there. And I would really hope that, I know he has some efforts in the world of conservation and thinking about our planet. He's got a $10 billion conservation initiative. But we need to sort of bear in mind that that equals about 1 month of his earnings, not his salary per se, but the increase in his stock value of Amazon. So it's great to be thinking about the heavens, but if you really wanted to be galactic in input, why not increase this $10 billion that he's spending on conservation to repairing the planet we have rather than heading into the skies to look down at the mess below. So that's my two. That's my little tangent for the day.
Well, Joe, luckily, he's a decent dude. Luckily, he cares about things like trying to at least throw some money at saving the planet. Luckily, he cares about maybe space exploration. What if he was a jerk? What if he's the richest guy in the whole world and he's like, finally, now launch, release the hounds.
Yeah, Mr. Burns was exactly what I was thinking about when you said that too. And so, Joe, we absolutely encourage individuals jumping from tangent to tangent. That is what the whole show is about.
Heck,
we're trying to weave these stories together. So we appreciate you bringing it back to where we started today off. And I agree, but at the same time, I don't think democracy should depend on the charity of billionaires. It's just not going to save us.
That's the point. It's checks and balances.
Right.
And there's really not much of a check on an individual dude with a whole limitless amount of money.
Exactly.
And luckily, again, he's a decent dude and doesn't unleash a bunch of drones to just randomly torch people and then say it wasn't me.
Yeah. So I think the conservation efforts are great, but we could be doing a whole lot more for a whole lot more people if we were able to, you know, construct systems that would allow us to do those things. So
yes. I feel like we're at the end of a Monopoly game and someone just keeps giving enough money so that he can keep the game going.
So he can
he's
keep
already
it
won.
Yeah.
And all of our properties are mortgaged. Everybody else is not enjoying the game except for the one person who happens to also be the banker. Huh.
Weird. Weird how that person's the winner.
I hate
Monopoly, by the way.
By the way, I've never lost a game.
Oh, see,
and I've never
Brian's
been the
that person.
I've never cheated as the banker. As
okay. All right, well, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're wrapping up, but the Devil's Advocates radio show starts up next, so stick around, and we'll be back tomorrow.
And hey, how about that nutty Star Wars bar? Can you forget all the creatures in there? Wars! No, let them in.